Good afternoon. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Zandra. May I have your zip code?
75161.
Okay, one moment.
You are
May I have your first last name?
Patria Reed.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Ms. Reed. Okay, I do see an order for you. Verify your address.
What is the order?
Well, I have to verify who you are first. I do see an account in your name.
Okay, 1578 Yellow Rock Road, Carroll, Texas, 75161.
Okay. So this account, I see where you ordered the Icon Mini Pods and the smartwatch. These products are, of course. Well, okay, I see. Well, the smartwatch was declined, so you did receive the mini pods. These are earbuds. They have long-lasting battery.
Yeah, it was
and
supposed to be $5.95 through Costco. Asked me to take some survey. I didn't even know it went through, and then they showed up in my mailbox. But they were supposed to be $5.95, and I didn't order any smartwatch.
Okay. Well, the smartwatch was declined. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yeah. You had to choose between the two.
So I see the mini pod did go through the earbuds. So you paid the $5.95 shipping and handling. That was just for the shipping and handling for 14-day trial. So the trial has expired, and now the company is trying to charge you the full price of $59.95.
I did not read that.
Okay, that is in the offer. Now, since you have the product, which I can offer you 35%, a 35% discount.
I did not read that. It said they were free. All I had to pay was shipping and handling.
It was a free trial.
It did not say free trial where I read it. It said free. All you had to do was pay shipping and handling. Or I wouldn't have even done it. And I didn't realize it went through. I thought, God, that's a good deal.
Well,
that was through Costco.
See the ad. Okay. Yeah, I don't know who endorses the products. I can only see the order that was uploaded to our system. We see your name, address, your credit card information, and the terms and conditions. This is a call center for the company you order from. So, now the company would, now they're trying to charge you the full price for the product, of course. They would allow me to offer you 50% or half off of the product. So you could keep the product as $29.98. That's all you would be paying our refund. Well, not refund because your card declined it. But
they
the company
declined
would,
it because they sent me a code and said, did you make that purchase? And I said no, and they locked my card.
I see. So the company is going to try to charge you again, of course, because you still have their product. So I could reduce that charge down to $29.98. That would be, of course, half off of the full price.
I am going to contact Costco before I pay this because I snapshotted that. And it said free. All you had to do was pay shipping and handling. So I'm going to take this up with Costco before I do anything because they don't ever misrepresent.
Okay.
And since it was
on
their website. Oh, I'm not saying you, but it was on their website, and they are real big about not misrepresenting.
Okay. Well, I do see where in the terms and conditions of the order, that's what how the order was placed. That's all I can see on my end. That's why they're trying to charge you. So you don't, did you try it? Do you like the earbuds or?
I gave them away as a gift to my grandson. I don't even know if they work because I didn't want them. I was surprised when they showed up in the mailbox. And I said, here. Take these. They were $5.95. If they work for a month, they work for a month. So I don't even know if they work. He doesn't even live here.
I see. Well, the company would want you to return the product, of course. Or again, you could pay the $29.98. They would charge, just rebill you for that amount.
Well, it's not going to go through because they declined. Now they've locked my card and they're issuing me a new card, so it doesn't make any difference. Because
okay.
When I answered no, it automatically locked that card. So I didn't even know when she said, talk to y'all. I went, I don't even know how to get a hold of these people. And she gave me y'all's phone number because I didn't even know how to get a hold of y'all. Again,
okay.
I didn't know. Where was the $59.95 that it said it declined the smart watch? That's what
yes, ma'am.
Were charging me the $59.95 for, not for the earbud things.
Well, today at 5:09, the company issued a $59.95 charge for the Icon Mini Pod. The smartwatch was declined on May 20th when you initiated the order. It looks like it was declined by the card.
I didn't know anything
the
about that.
The
$5.95 went through.
Right. The $5.95 for the mini pods went through, but the $5.95 for the watch did not go through.
Because I didn't order that.
Okay. Well, I can only see what I see in this order form. And, of course, I see that it was attempted, but it was declined. So that's why you didn't get the watch. I know you're saying you didn't order it, but it didn't go through because it looks like it was selected on my end.
I don't know. I know I did not select it because I have an Apple Watch. I would not choose that.
I understand. Okay. So, well, the company, since you said you don't have the earbuds, you've given them to your grandchild. The company, of course, they would send you a courtesy pair of the earbuds. And, of course, they would only charge you the $29.98 for the earbud that you have. But we would have to go over the return policy, and you'd have to, of course, get them from your grandson, I guess.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. He doesn't even live in this state. I'm not going to ask him to return them. He's been using them, I'm assuming.
Okay.
I'm assuming. I haven't even gotten any. He's 13. He hasn't
said
they don't work, so I have no clue.
Okay. Well, that is the... Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, the company...
The earbuds cost me $29.98.
Well, they cost $59.95, but if you want to accept the reduced price, I can go ahead and apply the 50% off. So the company will try to rebill you for $29.98.
Well, I don't know how they're going to do that because that credit card will decline again. I have to wait until the new card comes in now because that card has been locked.
I see.
It kind of bites that with my credit card, and that's the only one I use. And
I don't know. Okay, I understand. But I guess since you denied, you told the company that you didn't place the order, and now you have a clear understanding of what's happening with the account, you can go back and authorize the charge.
I will call Capital One back and see what they said, but they said that card has been locked and they are issuing a new card. So that's all I know.
Okay. So what I'll do, I can go ahead and put the notations on the account, let the company know that we can apply 50% discount on your purchase because you no longer have the product. You've given it as a gift. And of course, we're here 24/7 if you ever need to call back and discuss the account. But I can go ahead
Yes, go ahead and note that, and I am going to contact Costco.
Mm-hmm.
And you can note that in the account, too, that I'm contacting Costco because I did not read that anywhere on the page that I read the free. In fact, I know I screenshotted it, so I'm going to go back to my pictures and look.
Okay.
Because nowhere did I read it's going to cost you $59. I would not have done it for $60 because I didn't need them. I just thought it was a cool deal for $5.95, and again, I didn't even know it went through. Because I backed out of it and backed out of it and backed out of it, and I didn't realize it took.
I understand. And we don't process orders here. The only thing we can do is provide you customer support in regards to your order.
Oh, that's fine. If
yes, ma'am.
If you'll just note the account.
I will.
Please note the account that was not read that there was an additional fee other than the $5.95, and I know I did screenshot it, and that I am contacting Costco before I call you guys back, and that you have offered me 50% discount, because if I have to get those back, y'all aren't going to want them. If he's been using them, y'all aren't going to want them. You can't resell them. They've been in his ears. So,
right.
You know, I don't know what y'all are
going to
do.
Yes, the company would. Right. They would want them back in resellable conditions.
Well, how do you resell them if they've been in somebody's ears? I don't, that's a hygiene thing. I don't know how they would do that. I'm not trying to get anything free, because I just didn't even know what was going on until I got this text message.
Right. I understand.
So I just thought it was a cool deal at $5.95. I would not have done it for $59.95, I can assure you.
Okay.
I'd go buy an AirPods for $99 for that.
Okay. Well, that is the company's policy. They would want you to return the product. But just give me a call back. I'm going to call the company back. We have over 200 operators. You may not get me. The call is being recorded. I am going to notate the account, so the next person that you speak with will have the notes on their file, okay?
That would be great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Ms. Reed, and thank you for calling customer support.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.